You're listening to SBS News.
If a million women take the pill for a year, roughly 500 of them will develop a blood clot. While the rate of blood clots caused by the AstraZeneca vaccine sits at roughly 1 in every 250,000. That's according to Dr. Jenny Doust, a practicing GP and clinical professional research fellow at the University of Queensland.
If a woman gets pregnant, their risk of having a blood clot goes up by a lot more than 500 in a million. So your risk of having a blood clot is actually much higher when you're pregnant.
She said that because women take the pill every day, the risk of developing blood clots is technically lower with the pill than the vaccine. The types of clotting caused by the pill are different to clotting caused by the vaccine. Thrombosis is the most common blood clot associated with the pill, which is a clot in the leg with a low risk of fatality.
Whereas the blood clot that's associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine is a much more serious type of blood clot. It's a blood clot in the brain, and that has a 25% risk, roughly, of death. I don't think we should be comparing the two things at all.
The government suspended the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine for those under 50. Emeritus Professor of General Practice at the University of Queensland, Dr. Jeff Mitchell, says the risks aren't comparable for older people.
If you have a high risk of getting COVID, then the low risk of clotting is way less of a risk than the risk of getting COVID and getting really sick from it. So for older people, there's no question there's a benefit.
But he says for younger people, the risk of getting really sick from COVID is a lot less. The burden of clotting is different, and so you'd be more hesitant to prescribe the AstraZeneca vaccine. He says that this side effect is so rare that it didn't arise in trials.
But when you're using millions of doses, then rare things are going to start to show up. And to my knowledge, the Pfizer vaccine has not had that particular side effect show up.
Meanwhile, with the contraceptive pill, concerns have been raised about the amount of information women receive regarding risks around the pill. Dr. Doust says it's important that all health considerations are checked out before women take the pill, particularly as they age and the risk of developing blood clots becomes greater. She proposes that women should have to return for their pill prescription, rather than simply receive it over the counter.
I think that's one of the critical things, is making sure that you don't have risk factors for things like blood clots and things like checking your blood pressure, making sure that all the other parts of your women's health checks have been done.
Kath, that's not her real name, says she was prescribed the pill when she sought treatment for her acne. She was not told of any potential side effects, however.
A lot of my friends had mentioned that they had side effects like weight gain or like mood swings. And when I sort of started hearing about that, I sort of started to have a little bit of a read online. So I saw that, you know, those side effects mentioned and also blood clots.
Kath was at a routine checkup at the optometrist when they noticed she had a burst blood vessel in her eye, which she was told could be a side effect of the pill. Kath said when she renewed her prescription, there was no further conversation about the pill and its potential side effects.
I don't think at the moment there's enough disclosure amongst a lot of GPs and doctors, at least amongst from what I've heard from my friends and from my personal experience of any potential side effects.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.